Two Sides to the Arrival of Death, by Krishna's Mercy.
Antakale cha mam ev. Smaran muktva kalevram. Yah prayati sa madbhavam. Yati nasya atra sanchaya.
Quoth, and whoever, at the time of death, quits his body, remembering me alone, at once attains my nature. Of this there is no doubt. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 8.5.
1. The Known.
I'm sorry to inform you that they passed away. It happened a while ago. Thank you for your concern. We appreciate it, for sure. The blow was a little easier to handle since we had known for a long time. The illness was drawn out, but there was no hope for recovery. This allowed loved ones and friends to prepare appropriately. This happens to everyone. No one is spared. We certainly wish for the best journey moving forward. We remember everything they did for us. We will surely never forget them. The impression they have left remains.
2. The Unknown.
I'm sorry to inform you that they are no longer her. Sudden and unexpected, that's how it happened. Sadly, this is occurring more and more lately. No one has an answer, but I think they do really know. They are simply afraid to say anything, for fear of losing their friends, of getting fired from work, of having their house raided by the authorities, or of becoming the target of ridicule and scorn. I wish we would have had time to prepare. The funeral was well attended. It was a great send-off, but I wish the same kindness were there when people are alive. Why not treat everyone as if they are special? What is the harm? You are losing nothing in the process. Oh well.
The Sanskrit word for time also covers death. This makes sense because the end of life is simply another strike of the undefeated force known as time. Kala is the cause of my birth, and soon as there is birth, the subsequent arrival of death is a sure thing.
Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityur. Dhruvam janma mrityasya cha. Tasmad aprihariyarthe. Natvam shochitum arhasi.
Quoth, for one who has taken his birth, death is certain, and for one who is dead, birth is certain. Therefore, in the unavoidable discharge of your duty, you should not lament. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 2.27.
To be more specific, death is antakale. It is the end time, in the relative positioning. For every state of being, there is a beginning, middle, and end. They are not necessarily the same for each person, as the adult is in the end state compared to when they were a youth. The youth is in the beginning, though life always continues.
Natva evahan jatu nasan. Natvam neme janadhipara. Na chaiv na bhavishyama. Sarve vayam athaparam.
Quoth, never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 2.12.
Merging into transcendence covers both sides to the arrival of death. Both antakale and adikale are auspicious times. For certain, as explained in Bhagavad Gita, the person who thinks of the Supreme Personality of Godhead during antakale achieves a transcendental nature moving forward. Of this there is no doubt. Since antakale does not always announce itself, the more intelligent approach is to have that consciousness at all times. As consciousness is something we carry, like a smartphone, government identification, or car keys, there is no question of it getting lost. Rather, the only factor to defend against is change of direction. The consciousness might drift towards issues of temporary significance. My home. My job. Disruptions to my enjoyment. The threat of changing weather. The harsh words from a spouse. The rebuke from a previously trusted friend. Through it all, if a person remains conscious of the divine, they are fixed in transcendence. They do not worry over the arrival of a specific end, as they are merged into the higher way of living. Someone like Arjuna is liberated even when expressing doubts prior to an important assignment involving his occupation. Bhishma is liberated when preparing to depart from the world. His mind fixed on Narayana, he merges into the Supreme Lord when traveling to the next destination. The gopis of Vrindavan are in the same kind of transcendence while working hard during the day tending to household duties. Whether the end arrives today, tomorrow, or decades from now, the wise person remains prepared. The proper way to make sure the affairs are in order is to purify the consciousness, and for this the authorized system of Dharma exists. It persists through time by the mercy of empowered representatives. People like Arjuna who reinstate the disciplic succession on the order of Sri Krishna, who is never subject to birth and death. In closing, the subsequent fate, dependent on state, the mind conscious where, next state of being there, not always known the end, without warning to send, consciousness way to secure, on Krishna and transcendence for sure.